This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, for the sake of covering a lot of topics over the next hour, and then the second hour we have coming up as well today, you have us for two, from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time today. With that, I want to cover as much as I can. I want to play some audio for you in just a moment. I want to give you some information as well before we play this audio concerning this wall that's supposed to be built, another promise from Donald Trump. I want you to hear what a politician sounds like. Listen to this carefully. The U.S. military can secure the border and build the wall, right? That's what we're hearing now. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that the United States has 14,000 troops in Afghanistan? Did you know that the United States has 39,000 troops in Japan? Did you know that the United States has 34,805 troops in Germany? Did you also know that we have 23,000 troops in South Korea and around 5,200 in Iraq alone? Our military protects the borders of these countries, friends, except our own. Except our own. Did you hear what I said? Except our own. Now, I know a lot of people are putting weight into another promise, another failed promise of Donald Trump. But again, what I want to do is I want you to hear it straight from his mouth. I want you to listen to how he promises on the campaign trail a wall for the American people and how it's going to be paid for by the Mexicans, right? And listen to how the message slowly shifts. And what happens is because of the short span memories of those that listen to the news, the lying media for the most part, this is how they do what they do. This is how they get away with what they get away with, because of the lack of remembering what they originally said. Listen carefully to Donald Trump promising the American people.
Fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any questions,
we need the wall. We're going to get the wall.
We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build a wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable. It's not.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
And not a wall along the entire border.
So of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion?
I'm whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall.
You, of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed. Mexico.
No, he's saying they'll reimburse it.
In the United States, it'll be reimbursed. It may be through reimbursement.
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, and we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble, because there's no way to get down.
Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment? They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller. 10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Higher. Higher. Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion. The
wall's probably $8 billion.
It's going to cost $10 billion.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? I've never done that before. That's actually cute. I've never done it.
But as long as the administration tells the people what they want to hear, the sheeple will fall right in line, won't they? So it started out with Mexico will pay for the wall on the campaign trail. Remember this? Now it's Mexico will reimburse the American taxpayers, because now it falls to the lot of the American taxpayers for them to pay for the construction of the wall. Okay, just making clear as to what you may have not heard from the beginning to the very end, to the present. I'll say that again. So it started out with Donald Trump telling the American people that the Mexican people will pay for the wall. There's no issue, right? And then he even goes on and says, are you questioning that I'll get this job done? And then it went from Mexico paying for the wall to now the American taxpayer paying for the wall. And now they're reverting over to, well, they'll just reimburse us. Okay? Did you approve of this, America? Did you give them the green light? Did you give them the thumbs up on this? Nope. But it's another promise failed. Okay? And then we're told by Donald Trump that the wall's going to cost $4 to $5 billion. Okay, and then it went from $4 to $5 billion to another report to $8 billion. Then it went from $8 billion to $10 billion. This all on you, America. Just so you know. Okay. Then it went from $10 billion to $12 billion. Then when he was asked again, it went up to $25 billion. Now, if anybody wants to know why it went from $4 to $5 billion to $25 billion, and you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to exceed that. And again, keep in mind, you're going to pay for it. Mexico will not. Okay? You need to understand the reason they took it from $4 to $5 billion to $25 billion is because, as you just heard Judas Paul Ryan tell you, that they will get the wall built under a certain act. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to stuff pork inside of that bill, whatever they want, and what they'll do is they'll sell it to you as being the bill that's going to pay for the wall. So you have been lied from the very beginning to the middle to the very end of their promises, all the way through and through. But then again, America, this has been going on since the very beginning of the administration. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting an audio from Donald Trump promising the American people that wall that Mexico was going to build. And, of course, you have the sheeple falling right in line with another promise unfulfilled. And, you know, the saying coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals is, well, just give them a little time. Well, let me just lay that to your candor then. It's interesting because 5 minutes before criminal Barack Hussein Obama became the president of the United States, corporate America, it's interesting to note, America, that he said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and it didn't take him but a day to start attacking who we are, our Christian and our constitutional heritage, and yes, in that order. You just heard the audio. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Right? Now the money, who's flipping the bill? You are, America. Now it's laid on your back from, again, Donald and Paul Ryan. And they're creating a new bill. And also keep in mind, the bill started out with, or the wall started out with a promise that it would be $4 to $5 billion. Then it went from $4 to $5 billion to $8 billion to $10 billion to $12 billion, now to $25 billion. And I just want to reiterate the point. The reason there's so much room for them to move around is because they want the room to pay off all the things that they want to do within the bill. And, of course, you're going to be paying for that as well. I just played the audio for you. You can't make this kind of stuff up. You've been lied to over and over and over again. I highlighted the very first segment with the fact that the United States has 14,000 troops in Afghanistan, 39,000 in Japan, 34,805 in Germany, 23,000 in South Korea, and around 5,200 in Iraq right now. Military presence, right? Ours. Our military protects the borders of these countless nations except our own. Here's a little history for you as well. In 1919, we had 18,500 soldiers on the border in the United States of America between us and Mexico. And twice a day, every foot of the borderline was patrolled by cavalrymen and infantrymen, reports of the New York Times. This is absolutely ridiculous, and this is what happens when the people are diverted. This is what happens when people are caught up into politics, as if to suggest there's a two-party system. No, there's not. There's one, and they're working against you every step of the way, both sides of the aisle, friends. And regardless if you like this or not, it's the facts of the matter. And again, I'm not giving you my opinion. As a matter of fact, did you also just hear that the Trump administration approves $1.3 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia? I mean, folks, you thought this kind of thing would stop once Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, was out of the People's White House. Well, you need to think again. And you also need to do a little homework on the State Department website concerning the statistics for illegals coming into the United States of America, because they doubled under Donald Trump of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? A $1.3 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And by the way, we were told on September 11, 2001, that this is the same country that the majority of the alleged hijackers of 9/11 came from and where much of their funding came from. So why would the when Barack Hussein Obama did this, folks, with Iran, you know, America went crazy about it. Of course, they did nothing about Barack Hussein Obama. They let him live out his tenure while he continuously attacked America on a daily basis because the American people let him do it. Right? But when Donald Trump does it, for some reason or another, friends, this was posted yesterday on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. One share. So, America, what's happening in your country right now is happening because there's no other way to say this. It's because you're ignoring the truth because your favorite politician has your favorite jersey on. You have been led to believe that this guy means to make America great again. And it's interesting to note, too, when I was in California a couple visits ago, when I went to Ronald Reagan's presidential museum there in Simi Valley, it was interesting. I did live radio the very day that I went to the museum telling the American people that Donald Trump is literally mimicking every word of that of Ronald Reagan from the 80s. But nobody wanted to listen to it. I suppose they didn't want to listen to it neither when you had an Adolf Hitler in power and he was promising them everything in the world. But what they didn't know is they were being judged in a huge degree. And by the way, if you go to the Holocaust museums in Washington, D.C. or in Israel, I've been to both of them. It's interesting to note that you will see scriptures up on the wall that the Jews of the day were responsible for transgressing against. And what happened in both situations, folks, in both places concerning the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C. and in Israel, they actually acknowledged the fact that they had violated God's moral law, and that's why they were judged. It's right on the walls. You can see them when you go there. You know, another thing, too, is I didn't see. Yes, I know that Barack Hussein Obama attacked the American people, too, by actually him and his administration were actually responsible for something called Fast and Furious, taking it another step, friends, by arming drug lords in Mexico, only to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration were responsible for. And then a couple months later, Barack Hussein Obama and, of course, his attorney general, Eric Holder, both of them criminals, friends, that are still free doing the things that they want to today. And again, going back to Donald Trump, who never brought forth a prosecutor, who never drained the swamp, nor is he going to drain the swamp because he's a part of the swamp. Matter of fact, things are getting worse now than they were with Barack Hussein Obama. And I told you before he became the president, I warned you over and over and over and over again, if they didn't want him to be the president, the media would have put a blackout on him. Period. Going back to the gun issue, you're under attack more today concerning your Second Amendment than you were ever under Barack Hussein Obama. Now they have protests. I highlighted over the last week, friends, that march concerning Washington, D.C., and March for Our Lives, those permits were applied for several months before any shooting allegedly took place there in Parkland High School in Florida. It's the same thing, same agenda going forward, regardless of who's in the People's White House. And I told you that. And regardless if you had, folks, the most revered man on earth in the People's White House right now, it doesn't matter. Because until the American people repent before God, friends, period, judgment's going to commence. And it's going to continuously fall until this country repents before a just and a holy law. And that being God's law. But now you have Donald Trump, friends, because of the short-term memories of the voters and of the American people, now approving a $1.3 billion arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Oh, here, let me take it one more step. Did you also know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump's Homeland Security seeks to compile a database of journalists, bloggers, and media influencers? And of course, you can all thank September 11, 2001 for that, because the American people allowed George Bush Jr. under George Bush Sr. under Prescott Bush, who was illegally financing Hitler's war, friends, back in the 20s. He was indicted. Do your homework. But you can go back to 2001, friends, and you can go ahead and blame yourselves as you look in the mirror for allowing the American people, or for allowing your federal government to pass something called the Patriot Act, which is completely and thoroughly, from the very beginning to the very end, the alpha and omega of that unconstitutional, tyrannical bill. It shouldn't have been called the Patriot Act. It should have been called the Act of Tyranny. And do you forget what McDermott said, Senator Congressman McDermott said? He said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Did you forget, America, that not one individual read the Patriot Bill, the Patriot Act, before it was signed? Not one. And did you also know that it was pushed through, and at 3:30 in the morning, they were told to get into their positions as representatives of we the people to sign an act that worked against we the people? And ever since then, friends, the bureaucracies that have been created to work against you, America, are alive and well today. They're alive and well today. Trump's Homeland Security seeks to compile a database of journalists, bloggers, and media influencers. Hey, you know what? Go for it. Go for it. Jesus didn't do anything in the dark, and neither are we, period. And when the American people want to start acting out their Christianity, I'll tell you what, things are going to change then, but not until then. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're not moving by the grace of God, period. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E Bradley Dean 1. Go to YouTube, check out the videos. Folks, they're giving you the answers constitutionally and biblically to America's issues and what we're having. Justice guards our liberty, period. You need to know your founding documents, friends. You need to know the Torah, period. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. However you want to punch them in, they'll pull up. Also, if you'd like to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Philippians 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about because we here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com are doing this stuff. Luke 19. Folks, we're going to take Mark from Illinois. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend? Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I'm looking at the Ezekiel chapter 38, and I'll tell you why I don't think there's going to be a wall built, because America, the nation of Israel, the New Jerusalem, is mentioned by the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel was in Babylon, but if I could read some scriptures, is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to start at Ezekiel 38. And 39, but Ezekiel 38 verse 9 says, until you ascend like a storm, coming out like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your hordes, this is Russia and China, many peoples with you, then thus says the mighty Lord, I'm reading out of the Fair Fenton Bible. At that time, thoughts will come into your mind that you will conceive a vile idea and will say, I will attack a country of unwalled villages. I will advance to a quite secure population, all of them without walls or bars and having no gates, to plunder and loot, to turn your land, your hand against the rehabitation ruins and against the people collected from the heathen practicing commerce and trade and residing on the top of the earth. And if you go straight north of Jerusalem, you'll run into America. You'll run into the shores of North Carolina and Georgia, and that would be the straight north of Jerusalem. So
have you ever taken the time to read, it's in the congressional record, by the way, George Washington's vision, Son of the Republic?
Oh, yeah, I have. And yes. You know, another thing, too, is that the when you see the word shaken in the book of Matthew, but when you see this word shaken in the Bible, the bottom line is that it means uranium. And in 1953, of August 20th, the Russians detonated the hydrogen bomb. It was the first hydrogen bomb detonated. And at that time, in 1950, World War III started and became what people call the Cold War. But the Russians made it very clear that in the war to come, they would detonate hydrogen bombs over American cities.
Yeah. Yep, I totally agree. And I believe that's where we're at right now. But I also believe that we are doing it to ourselves, and we're setting ourselves up by doing actually what we should be doing, we are not doing. And we have a bunch of apathetic sheep. And for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, it's time for you to open them up and open up your ears. Thank you, Mark. For the sake of time, I got to stay on track here again. I always love hearing from you, my friend, out in Illinois there. I wanted to jump over, folks, to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Just Not Too Much Truth. Last week, I kind of want to show you what you're dealing with here, because you have a lot of people that claim they have the light when, in fact, they're walking in darkness. As a matter of fact, if you look at what's happening here, Jesus warned us that if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Things are not getting better, friends. They're getting worse. And I'm not a gloom and doomer. I believe that we are going to get through this. I believe we're going to get to the other side of this. But I also believe that God is going to use a small portion of people that he always has in the past, and he'll do the same thing in the present, to those that are willing to fight. But I believe that we're going to get to the other side of this. But what I wanted to highlight is the fact that I wrote an article just this week. And what I did is I highlighted hypocrites. And if you look at the word hypocrisy, it really means pretenders. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. It means to feign, simulation, hypocrisies, a feigning to be what one is not, or again, a dissimulation, a concealment of one's real character or motives. Well, when you take that to Scripture, I just read the book of John just last couple days, and interestingly enough, there it is again. Who was it that was responsible for crucifying the Christ? Because they were afraid of losing their place and their nation. They wanted the control. And it's interesting to note as well, friends, these are also the same people that said, we be Abraham's seed. They were in bondage. Remember, they said, we're in bondage to no man. Well, the fact of the matter was, they were in bondage to the Romans. They were enslaved, and they didn't want to come to the light. And as a matter of fact, when Jesus came to them to show them the way, the truth, and the life, they rejected it, and they were the ones responsible for crucifying him, as did the other apostles and the prophets throughout the Word of God over and over and over again. Those that were sent unto them were rejected by them. Remember, the Bible says in John 1, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He is the light of men, period. But in saying that, friends, again, pay attention to the people that were responsible for crucifying the Christ. Pay attention to the people, the characteristics, and the actions of those people that claim to be God's kids were the ones that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. Well, Christ was crucified on Calvary. Well, that was their first and their last mistake, period. But also keep in mind, when you go to Luke 12, verse 1, it says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. They're doctrines. And it's the same thing, not just with the leaven of the Pharisees, but also the leaven of the Herodians, folks. The doctrine of the corrupt politicians. In my article that I wrote last week titled, you got to listen carefully, $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security, funds avowed to America's enemies. Did you not pay attention to what just took place, friends? This, again, going back to the front door of the individual in the new administration that has taken office, living out his tenure in Washington, D.C., named President Donald Trump. The headline was $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold to you, America, as national security. And the funds are avowed to your sworn enemies. I highlighted the treasonous acts of the new administration concerning that which was laid on the backs of the American taxpayer and their children to further enslave you, America, when it comes to the reallocation of funds and how they're being used to literally and illegally, might I remind you, fund America's sworn enemies. P.S., this kind of bill was brought forth under criminal Barack Hussein Obama and his administration with the help of Judas Paul Ryan when he played the Judas with the American people on December 16th of 2015. Read Luke 22:48. Back on December 16th of 2015, Breitbart first blew the trumpet, Ezekiel 33:3, and I did a follow-up on live radio several times, and even wrote an article on June 16th, 2017, titled, Paul Ryan Helped Open the Gates to the Wolves. He did! But America, don't stand back and act like Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is! Don't stand back and act like these people in federal government, many of them, are not paid actors. Hey, folks, if you have not seen Chappaquiddick, do yourself a favor and go watch it. That is a perfect example. It's a true story of Kennedy when he had a young girl with him in the car and they went off the bridge in Massachusetts. And what he did and what they did to try to cover it up and what they sold to the American people. In other words, the truth and what they told you are two different stories, friends, because they were out to protect their own, and it's exactly what they did. Chappaquiddick, check it out when you see. Folks, great. It's a true story. And it was painted in the light that I believe that it should have been painted. But it's interesting, they waited until Edward Kennedy dies first before they make the movie. But it shows you how ignorant, again, the American people are. And this took place back in 1969. And after this took place, friends, it was interesting to note that he was overwhelmingly voted back into office after this took place. Why? Because they took the bait that was given to them. They didn't care about the truth. They just took it for face value when it came from the media that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. It's just a fact. Folks, I knew that it was a matter of time, and I know I'm right about Donald Trump. He has been groomed since day one, and I know he's an actor. And again, just think about this. If they didn't want him there, they would have put a blackout on them. Well, Bradley, why do you keep saying that? I had a friend in 2004 that ran for the ticket in 2004 in the Constitutional Party. His name was Michael Peruka. He had a reporter ask him, how come no one in the state-controlled media is giving you any attention. And he said, because they don't want you to know who I am. And the reason being is because Michael would have mandated the first day in office to criminalize anybody that would kill a baby in the womb. He would criminalize abortionists throughout the United States of America. He would have actually kept his promises. They knew that he was a threat to the very Constitution that they themselves promised that they would uphold. They didn't want Michael there because Michael would expose them for their hypocrisies. Folks, Donald's going right along with this. He's advocating more than even Barack Hussein Obama. He's advocating the same agenda that you would call the elitist, which is funny and is humorous to no end. Read Psalm 27, friends. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. Going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be jumping on Romans chapter 13 in just a moment. I love the topic because we're not just talking about the conservative hypocrites. They call themselves Christian conservatives. What they are is yesterday's liberals. There's no difference. And Jesus told us to beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the hypocritical doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, as did he warn us about the leaven of Herod and the Herodians, that of politics, friends. We're ruled by law. If we get back to the law and the principles in which we were established, one nation under God, then we're going to start taking ground, but not until then. Now, I was just highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com the hypocrites and how I wrote last week an article titled $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold and passed, by the way, passed by Donald Trump under Paul Ryan's directives. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security funds avowed to America's enemies. I want to make clear this. Don't get caught up, my Christian brothers and Christian sisters, caught up into scriptures about gloom and doom. The Bible says we're to occupy until he comes. And we're assured of the victories in life or death, but we still have to keep his commandments. Why? Because we love him. Read John 15:10 when you get a moment. Don't get caught up into gloom and doom. We're going to get through this one way or another, okay? And I'm saying that for the very purpose that we have to obligate ourselves to give unto our children what was given unto us, the way our forefathers did, okay? We have an obligation before our kids. Let me go back to this point here. The $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security funds avowed to America's enemies was changed when it got over to one of my contributors. Okay? And what's interesting about that is I guess I'm one of his favorites over there. And their readership over there, I'm one of their favorites. Which is kind of bizarre because what this guy did is he went and he changed the title. And you know what he changed the title to? He changed the title to $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. He took out, sold his national security, funds avowed to America's enemies. He took that out. He omitted it because he didn't want anybody seeing it, okay, of his readers. I mean, you can't make this up. He put a disclaimer right under his new title. And this is what it says. The opinion in this article is the opinion of the author. No, it is not. I didn't create the bill. I didn't sign the bill. I didn't give this new administration the authority to pass an unconstitutional bill. But isn't it interesting how it's diverted from Donald Trump now to Bradley Dean, which is I'm okay with. I'm going to bear my cross regardless of people like it or not. Okay? But he goes on, the opinion in this article is the opinion of the author. Listen carefully. And is not necessarily the opinion of his outlet, its employees, representatives, or other contributing writers. Okay? The outlet believes President Trump had a reason for signing, listen carefully, this bad bill, and we don't believe in throwing the best president since George Washington under the bus. We also believe that a deep state president would mean the end of America forever. Folks, it's all contrived, okay? There is no left and right. Folks, you need to understand what's happening in your country is they are leading through opposition. Okay? Well, who said that? Well, let me just say this. This comes to my aid right now. Vladimir Lenin. Isn't it interesting that you were told through the Bundys after they went through hell three different ways to get you the truth, but the Bundys were imprisoned for Harry Reid, senator from Utah, from Nevada, I'm sorry. They were exposing Harry Reid for selling uranium ore to the Chinese. And then come in the Clintons, who are selling uranium ore from Oregon to the Russians. You need to understand that Russia and China are all calling for a new world order along with the Bushes and other ignorant individuals that are staking their eternal lives on a lie, and they know it's a lie. Listen, when anybody ever tells you to lie, you better understand that they're lying to you as well. You need to understand that. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. That's what he does. That's all he does. Why? Because there's no truth in him. Jesus called him a murderer, and he is a murderer. And that's what these people do. And they operate in the dark. If you remember right, Jesus was illegally taken at night from Gethsemane and arrested at night. Why? Because they were afraid to do it in front of the people, lest there be an uproar. They never wanted to operate in front of the people. They always had to do it in secret or at night. Okay? But doesn't it blow anybody's mind, folks, that you're led to believe that China and Russia are our arch enemies? No, they're not. Your government's doing business with them all day long. They're profiting from them all day long. Didn't you just hear about Biden and his son making a $1 billion deal with the Chinese? Are you really that ignorant, America? You already know about Hillary Clinton. By the way, Donald Trump's done nothing to the Clintons, knowing all the well that she has sold uranium ore to the Russians. They're in business, America. They're not enemies. They're in business. Now, going back to this bill, that was important that you caught that. Going back to this bill, you have the conservatives trying to justify the unjustifiable. They stepped all over themselves in an attempt to justify the treasonous acts of President Donald Trump, Luke 16:15. And then to go on and compare Donald Trump to that of George Washington? Really? This is Joseph Sobran, titled How Tyranny Came into America. Listen carefully as to what he wrote. If Washington and Jefferson, Madison and Hamilton could come back, the first thing that they would notice would be how the federal government now routinely assumes thousands of powers never delegated or granted to them by the people. We never gave them authority to do this. But they do it regardless. These were the words used as a good idea for us to learn their language. They would say that we no longer live under the Constitution they wrote. Well, read 2 Thessalonians 2:10 when you get a moment. There you have it. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Matter of fact, friends, the U.S. Constitution is as foreign to professors in the church and those that label themselves as today's conservatives, let me remind you, yesterday's liberals, the U.S. Constitution is as foreign to these hypocrites as the Bible is to the immoral workers of iniquity, as it is to the Chinese and Russians, and all three parties act accordingly. I mean, what happened to what President Theodore Roosevelt said when he said patriotism means to stand by the country? It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other public official, except to the exact degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country, the country, the country, not special interests. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. You better bet your bottom dollar. These people are the same ones in America today that were saying back 2,000 years ago, crucify him concerning the truth. We have no king but King Caesar. And the fact of the matter is when you begin to look at what's inside of this bill, friends, you'll be appalled. It's financing, literally, friends, America's sworn enemies. And another thing you might want to consider, friends, is the fact that all this happened during the same weekend. This bill was passed during the same weekend that March for Our Lives protests were taking place, which was, in fact, planned months before any alleged shooting ever took place in Florida. So this is all pre-planned. And in the end, it was nothing less than smoke and mirrors to divert the American people from passing this unconstitutional and treasonous act. Acts 3, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. This bill. Also read Psalm 94:20. Did anybody pay attention to that? Nope, they didn't. They got all caught up on David Hogg because they needed diversion. And they threw a guy in there, some young, useful idiot in there, that they knew the American people would hate. And they had him attack their Second Amendment. And he has been garnering much attention from those that don't know that he is purpose for the very purpose of diverting the American people away from this trillion-dollar omnibus bill, friends, that is, in fact, being allocated to your sworn enemies. Donald Trump signed it, Paul Ryan right along with him, and so did your federal government. So you tell me what's going on here when they reallocate your dollars that you work 6 and 7 days a week to support your families while they take your tax dollars and support your enemies. Hour two coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.